By far the most difficult thing in data science is not the algorithms that we're about to talk to. It's actually coming up with the right problem to solve. The reason why is the algorithms are fairly well known. It's just math. It's a lot of math and a lot of hard math, but it's just math. The right question is more important. However, once you've gotten past the right question to ask, the next hardest thing in machine learning or data science is figuring out which algorithm goes where. And we have some cheat sheets and I have some guides for you in your reading. This is the part where if you don't have the background math, it's going to be a little harder for you just to jump in. So I don't purport to make you a data scientist in this course. That's not the general idea here. It's to make you aware of these techniques so you can talk intelligently about what your solution can do. We've talked about this before, but we've got two main categories. We've got supervised learning, and here the big deal is the labels are provided. Remember, features are simply attributes: name, age, phone number, size, weight, height, nationality, income, that sort of thing. The label is perhaps the thing you're trying to predict. So maybe I'm trying to predict that income level. So that would switch from being simply a feature in one data set to being the label of the data set I'm trying to work with. And it's called supervised because you're sort of helping the computer learn from the data what it needs to know. That's why it's called that. Now, unsupervised learning simply says, I'm just going to throw a bunch of data down and it will have attributes around it, columns, those same columns, and it's going to say, put these things together. And it will say, I've noticed that all the people from this particular city seem to make more money. So they go together. And you can ask it kind of what it used for that. And there's a few algorithms for this, far fewer than for the supervised learning, as you can imagine. Most famous in the unsupervised learning is called the k-nearest neighbor. But here, even though you may provide something that's considered a label in supervised learning, in unsupervised learning, it's simply treated as another vector for us to think about. No more, no less. So these are the two kind of algorithms, the boxes of algorithms that you should think of. However, I wouldn't get too wrapped up in trying to learn them all right now. You'll still work with a data scientist on coming together on the right algorithm, the right experiment. We're just showing you some fun things to do with this sort of as we go. Okay, you've got your study references to go read, and you've got your tests and labs and things like that coming up. So make sure you take care of those as we go through.